You're listening to the RBN Energy Blogcast. This is an audio version of RBN's Daily Energy Blog, which is a fun and informative daily commentary on oil, gas, NGL, and renewable markets. Each morning, we cover commodity fundamentals and industry changes to keep you informed of developing trends across the energy landscape.
Tuesday, April 11, 2023. Dock of the Bay. A revolution in U.S. crude oil and petroleum product export markets. Published by Rusty Brazil. Crude oil exports are hitting record volumes. Geopolitical dislocations, regional capacity constraints, and transport cost aberrations are upending global trade flows. These developments have a direct impact on U.S. export grades, prices, and the utilization of pipelines and terminals. Petroleum product exports have an equally formidable set of challenges. U.S. surpluses of refined products are growing as domestic demand falls and biofuel penetration increases. The impact will translate directly into shifts in flows between pads, the repurposing of infrastructure, and more exports from the Gulf Coast. We'll be exploring these and many more developments at our upcoming conference, ExportCon Oil 2023, to be held in Houston on June 8, 2023. In this blatantly advertorial blog, we will introduce the major topics to be covered at the conference, who will be participating, and why we believe this will be the most important industry gathering for crude and products markets this year. As we have covered in several recent blogs, exports are now calling the shots in U.S. liquid fuel flow patterns, price differentials, infrastructure utilization, and, to a great extent, the winners and losers in crude oil and product markets. We documented how a whopping 60% of crude oil produced in the U.S. is exported, either as crude or in the form of gasoline, diesel, jet fuel, or other petroleum products. Of course, this number must be taken in context of the significant volumes of crude and products that are still imported. But the reality is that U.S. net imports are dwindling toward zero, and if you throw NGLs into the liquid fuels balance, the U.S. has been a net exporter of liquid fuels since 2020. We've addressed Permian crude flows to Corpus Christi and Houston, how the U.S. will become a leading exporter of renewable diesel and sustainable aviation fuel, the impact of crude flows on infrastructure requirements, driving plans by Enbridge and Enterprise, and what all this has meant for crude pricing mechanisms. See our blog called Trading in the USA. You might want to take a look at Figure 1 in today's blog on the website, which puts the crude oil export growth issue in perspective. After the crude export ban to countries other than Canada was lifted at the end of 2015, export growth started off slowly in 2016 and 2017, averaging 230,000 barrels per day and 800,000 barrels per day, respectively. But then overseas exports took off, soaring to an average of 2,650,000 barrels per day from 2019 through 2021. Then total exports ramped up to average 3,600,000 barrels per day in 2022 and exceeded 5,000,000 barrels per day twice so far this year in EIA weekly numbers, 5,600 million barrels per day at the end of February, 5,200,000 barrels per day last week. The trend is irrefutable. It's a different story for petroleum product exports, and one fraught with even more uncertainty. Motor gasoline and distillate exports move primarily off the Gulf Coast, or PADD 3, with only about 7% from the rest of the U.S. In contrast, imports of gasoline, diesel and jet fuel move almost exclusively into the East and West Coast markets. This disparity between regional markets sets up flow shifts and capacity utilization challenges as EV sales and biofuel mandates impact the demand for petroleum-based fuels. One obvious implication, as Midwest and Northeast demand for Gulf Coast fuels declines, the need for PADD 3 to export more gasoline and diesel will increase. Here's the bottom line for both crude oil and petroleum products, to make sense out of what is likely to happen with exports and the infrastructure that supports export flows. You've got to understand the whole supply-demand picture. That means production forecasts, pipeline capacity, refinery configurations, import volumes, biofuels, demand forecasts, price differentials, pretty much everything that impacts the markets for crude and petroleum fuels. That's where we are headed with ExportCon Oil 2023. Scheduled for the Houstonian in Houston on June 8, 2023. It is a one-day event that features crude oil and petroleum product presentations, executive panels, and RBN market updates. Our goal is to bridge the gap between fundamentals analysis and boots-on-the-ground market intelligence. We are bringing together the views of top executives engaged in these export markets, producers, midstreamers, and other major players, along with RBN's latest analysis on infrastructure, production, and takeaway capacity. The conference will be structured much like the PermiCon and ExportCon conferences we hosted pre-COVID, both of which were well attended by industry executives, analysts, investors, and business development professionals. This time around, it will be the same basic concept but reflecting the world as it is today, post-pandemic demand, a hot war in Europe, saber rattling by China, OPEC plus production cuts, US producer discipline, and huge biofuel EV subsidies. We'll kick off the day with a big picture outlook for US crude oil and refined products markets by RBN CEO David Brazil, followed by our morning keynote from Scott Sheffield, CEO of Pioneer Natural Resources, who will provide his hands-on assessment of oil markets, focusing on the Permian. RBN senior analyst Jason Ferguson will follow with our views of Texas crude infrastructure and flows. That will set the stage for our first panel addressing crude market trends, strategies, and challenges, with Brian Freed, CEO, Epic Midstream, Tony Chovanec, EVP of Fundamentals and Supply Appraisal, Enterprise, Sean Strawbridge, CEO, Port of Corpus Christi, and Philip Anderson, SVP of Business Development, Enbridge. After lunch, Jim Teague, co-CEO of Enterprise, will join RBN Chairman Rusty Brazil for a fireside chat to address crude products and the dynamics that tie energy markets together. Expect an informal, freewheeling dialogue that delves into the most challenging, impactful issues facing the market today. We'll then turn our attention to petroleum products, starting with the outlook from RBN Refined Fuels Analytics Manager Robert Hours, followed by our afternoon keynote from Tom Closa, Global Head of Energy Analysis at Opus, who will provide his deep insights into the most significant trends in gasoline and distillate markets. That will tee up a panel covering petroleum product flows, constraints and regulatory issues with Tom, Aaron Milford, CEO, Magellan Midstream Partners, and John Hours, Managing Director, RBN Refined Fuels Analytics. Finally, Rusty Brazil will wrap it up and lay out RBN's views of the most important issues facing fuels markets over the next 10 years. Over the past few years, exports have come to dominate crude oil and petroleum product markets, affecting flows, pipeline utilization, terminal throughput, and, as we set up upfront, winners and losers in crude oil and product markets. These markets will get way more intense as export economics increasingly dominate which pipelines, refineries and port facilities capture production growth from the Permian and other basins. At ExportCon Oil 2023, we will explore this revolutionary shift in fortunes, why barrels move where they do and what it all means for U.S. producers, midstreamers, refiners, marketers, exporters, investors and everyone who needs to know what makes energy markets tick. ExportCon Oil 2023 is scheduled for June 8, 2023, at the Houstonian in Houston. Register today to take advantage of our early bird rate of $850 before prices go up to $950 on May 2nd. Visit the events tab on our website at rbnenergy.com. Discounts are available for groups of three or more. For more information on group rates, send an email to info@rbnenergy.com or call 888-613-8874. ExportCon Oil 2023 is where data and experience come together to explain what you need to know about the next phase of development in U.S. exports. Sitting on the Dock of the Bay was written by Otis Redding and Steve Cropper. It appears as the first song on side one of Otis Redding's seventh studio album, Dock of the Bay. Redding started writing the lyrics to the song while staying on a houseboat in Sausalito, California, owned by concert promoter Bill Graham. Redding finished the song with guitarist/producer Steve Cropper at Stax Studio in Memphis in November 1967. Cropper had finished putting the final touches on the recording just 3 days before Redding died in a tragic plane crash with his touring band, the Barkays, en route to a show in Madison, Wisconsin, in December 1967. Released as a single posthumously in January 1968, the song went to number one on the Billboard Hot 100 Singles chart and has been certified 3X Platinum by the Recording Industry Association of America. Personnel on the record were Otis Redding, vocals, whistling, Steve Cropper, guitar, Booker T. Jones, keyboards, Donald Dunn, bass, Al Jackson Jr., drums, Wayne Jackson, trumpet, trombone, and Andrew Love, saxophone. The album, Dock of the Bay, was recorded at Stax Studio in Memphis between July 1965 and December 1967. Some of the material on the album dates back to singles released in 1965. It was the first of several posthumously released Redding albums. Produced by Steve Cropper, the LP was issued in February 1968 and went to number one on the Billboard Hot R&B Albums chart and number four on the Billboard 200 Albums chart. Six singles were released from the album. Otis Redding was an American singer and songwriter. He has been called the King of Soul and is regarded by many as the greatest male singer in the history of American popular music. Raised in Macon, Georgia, Redding was influenced by fellow Macon resident Little Richard. He worked for Little Richard and his Upsetters band as a driver and equipment manager before joining Johnny Jenkins's band as a singer. When Steve Cropper and Stax owner Jim Stewart heard Redding sing These Arms of Mine during a session at Stax Studios, Stewart signed him to his label. He released 10 studio albums, 9 live albums, 15 compilation albums, and 48 singles. He is a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Songwriters Hall of Fame, Rhythm and Blues Music Hall of Fame, and Georgia Music Hall of Fame, and has a Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award. There is a memorial statue of Redding at Gateway Park in Macon. Redding died in a plane crash in December 1967. He was 26 years old.
Thanks for listening to the RBN Daily Energy Blogcast. For more information on energy market reports, maps, and consulting engagements, please visit us at rbnenergy.com. And thanks for rocking with us.